You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Kevin Justin Hernandez, who is the CEO and co-founder of RecCheck. RecCheck is a mobile app for organizing and discovering local pickup games. Kevin also recently graduated with a magna cum laude from Arizona State University, as well as Draper University of Heroes. Kevin, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So why did you start your company, RecCheck? What was the inspiration behind that?
The reason I decided to start RecCheck is because I personally play a lot of basketball, and a lot of times when I go to the basketball court or field, there's like no one there. And after a couple of times, this started becoming a pain point. So I asked myself, how can I change this? How can I make a difference? And I also got to talking to a few other people that I play with, and I started figuring out that I'm not the only one that has this problem. So once I figured out the problem, I started coming up with a solution, and I eventually came up with RecCheck.
And that is really seeing a need and making it happen. That's the best way to put that. So how did you figure out that this was a problem, and how did you know people would want to use the service?
Basically, just from playing with people, I would ask them, have you ever encountered this problem? Have you ever gone to a court field and just left because there's no one there? So I actually even made a survey. I went straight to the courts and fields, and I asked about 35 people, and I'd say about 94% of people said yes, they had this problem, and they would absolutely use RecCheck. And after that, I started getting validation, and then I even posted this idea to Reddit under the subreddit of basketball, and the response was overwhelming. I got like 300 hits on my website in one day.
That's phenomenal. How did you get into a program like Draper University?
Draper University is one of those programs where you have to kind of be bold and just be able to risk everything to get there. So basically, to get in a program like Draper University, I just went through a lot of failure when I was in college. And with a program like that, they really look for failure. I mean, it's about entrepreneurship, and the best way to learn is through failure. So I just put yourself out there and be courageous, I would say. Be bold and don't be afraid to think of a crazy idea.
Well said. We are joined by Kevin Justin Hernandez, who is the CEO and co-founder of RecCheck, a mobile app for organizing and discovering local pickup games here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kevin, what lessons stood out to you the most while you attended Draper University?
So while we were at Draper University, every morning we had this little credo, or just like this thing we would say every day. One of the lines was, fail and fail again until you succeed. So to me, that was a really interesting idea because, usually in school you're taught not to fail. You're taught to have the best grades, do well on your exams, and pass all your classes. But here at Draper University, it was different. They encourage you to fail. And then I think that was the biggest takeaway my time there.
And as far as technology is concerned, what do you think about the effect that technology is having on the way we play sports and exercise today?
I think with the rise in wearable technology and tracking apps, like Fitbit and Nike Fuel Band, we're going to start to see more and more people conscious of how they exercise. And I think it's about time that people start to get rewarded as well. So what we want to do at RecCheck is we want to reward people for the more hours they put in. So, for example, you can get things like protein shakes, coupons for athletic apparel, basically anything that's going to help you take your game to the next level. So we want to reward these people for tracking their exercise and for playing with other people.
The folks, I'm sure, are wanting to know where they can pick up the RecCheck app. Where can that happen?
Yeah, so right now we're working on our first beta, and we're hoping to have it out sometime in mid-April. And if you're still interested and want to know more, you can check us out at reccheckapp.com. And if you want to challenge me to a game of basketball or want to know more, you can email me at kevin@reccheckapp.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today, or a closing thought that would help them to be more healthy or fit?
Yeah, I think it's just to put yourself out there and just, just go to your local court or recreational center and just pick up a basketball and ask for people to join in the game. I mean, you'd be surprised as to how welcoming some players can be.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks so much for joining us today, Kevin. Best of success with the app. I think you really hit a long home run or a slam dunk on that one.
Great. Thank you, Eric.
You bet. That was Kevin Justin Hernandez, who is the CEO and co-founder of RecCheck, a mobile app for organizing and discovering local pickup games. And the website for more information is RecCheckApp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.